about the line of scrimmage, maybe out to about the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Carson Bender, the linebacker. Your carrier on that one, number five, Luke Stern.
Carson Bender, the junior linebacker for Lakers, is able to stuff that delayed run. I think what impresses me most about Lakers defense is not necessarily how physical because they are very physical, but their gap presence. They are not fooled by any of these fakes, none of the handoffs. They understand gap assignments, and there's always a green and white jersey waiting in all those holes for these running backs to come through. So it's only a matter of time early in this game for UC Santa Cathedral keep one to the outside and try and loosen up this defense.
It's a full house tee, and it's a handoff right up the gut to Brendan Hamilton. He gets out to about the 45-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards on the play. Third down, and 7 to go for the Cassidy Redhawks at the Laker 45-yard line.
Big man number 78, Blake Smithers, a freshman, getting in on the action. He's holding down one of those defensive tackle positions, is able to slow down Hamilton there for a short gain.
Third down and 7. Handoff coming around the left end. That is number 5, Luke Stern, and runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Very close to that first down marker. It will come down to what the officials see here, as it's going to be either a fourth down and very short.
It's going to be fourth down, Clark. They got him spotted at the 39 where they think he stepped out.
So 1 yard to go on fourth down from the 39-yard line. After a 5-yard gain. Cassidy moving right to left across your radio, and looks sounds like you've got a Peterbilt out in that audience. 7:04 left in the first quarter. No score yet from Cassidy. Handoff right up the gut to Brendan Hamilton on fourth down and 1. And they say forward progress has him out to about the 38, maybe the 37-yard line. And the side judges are signaling first down. No word yet from the referee.
Brendan Hamilton on that carry, 26 of Lakers. Corey Minetti in on the tackle.
And we're going to measure this one. So Congress is in session as they bring out this chain. 6:58 left in the first quarter. Cassidy trying to convert on a fourth down and 1. A handoff to Brendan Hamilton right up the gut out for about 2 yards, maybe 1.5. And it's going to be very, very close. This ball sits right on the right left hash, near hash of the 38-yard line of Lakers. That's almost exactly where the first down line of gain is as well.
We're a long ways away from this, Clark, but I think he's got it by just the nose of the football.
Oh, that is very close. Lakers say he has it. And the referee says first down. Move the chains. The first down of the night comes nearly 5 minutes into the ballgame. 6:58 left in the first quarter. No score yet from Cassidy. Cassidy's still on offense, second time of the night.
Wow, that might be the closest first down slash turnover I've seen in a long time. But our first down of the game goes to the home team, the Redhawks. So what we'll see is their drive will continue. Lakers defense going to have to try and stop them again.
Full house tee, Sandon Cathrell, sophomore play caller, second year on varsity under center. Handoff right up the gut to Nick Perry, and he gets out to about the 37-yard line for a gain of a yard.
He refuses to go down
as he's finally brought down. That would be the white jersey of number 12. Brennan Wisner gets in on that tackle for a 1 yard gain. Second down, 9 to go. 6:35 left in the first.
At one time, there were so many Lakers defenders with their hands on him. Maybe 5. I think they were all holding them up. They didn't even know it. But Nick Perry is as tough a runner as you're going to find, and very difficult to bring him down. And that was one of the harder 2 yard gains I've seen earned in a while.
Old House D again this time. It's going to be keeper for Cathrell coming around. Play action pass. It's into the hands and dropped at the 30-yard line. Pass was intended. I do believe that would be Luke Stern, the junior running back. Incomplete. Third down. 9 to go.
Taylor Cady in coverage. You knew the play action pass was coming for both teams. It's going to happen. Santa Cathrell lets that one go. Maybe it's a little high, but it hit both hands of the Cassidy receiver. Luke Stern got to haul that in, and if he does, he's hit in stride, and he turns it upfield for what would be a huge gain. The first down would have been no problem.
Full house D still working off that near hash of the 36-yard line of Laker territory. Third down, 8.5 to go. Cathrell hands it off to Hamilton. He's still surging on a second effort, gets all the way across the 30-yard line, and finally tackled at the 26. A nice 11-yard gain for Brendan Hamilton. the 1,000-yard rusher through seven games of the year, and it's a first down for Cass City, second of the night.
Wow, none of these yards are coming easy tonight. I knew we had 4 or 5 yards, but just fending off tacklers, arm tacklers just won't bring these guys down, and Hamilton's able to continue to drive his legs towards the sideline, and a nice 11-yard gain gets another first down for the Redhawks.
First down and 10 from the Laker 27-yard line. I formation, handoff to number 10, Brendan Hamilton, up the gut across to the 25-yard line. And he gets out for 2, maybe 3 yards if he's lucky. It's a second down, 8 to go.
Number 20 for Lakers, James Dubes, gets his first tackle of the evening. The junior linebacker making the stop after short gain. That was that extended eye look. You see two fullbacks in there, and then the running back all the way to the back. And even with the extra blocker in front, still able only to get 2 yards on first down.
Staying in that eye formation, the first man, that'd be the fullback, Nick Perry. And then Hamilton, and then Stern, Hamilton, the third man back. It's a handoff right at the middle to about the 20-yard line for a 5-yard gain. At that bottom of the pile will be number 3, Nick Perry. The fullback gets the carry out for 5 yards. That's a third down and manageable, about a third down and 3.
23, Preston Warren, 4 Lakers, able to make the stop. But a nice 5-yard gain by Nick Perry makes third down very manageable as we roll down to 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Still no score.
Second drive for the night of Cass City. They're in Laker territory at the 20-yard line. A pitch out to the left to Luke Stern. He's forced out of bounds at the 17-yard line, and we have our first flag of the night. Tackle made by Brennan Wisner, forcing him out of bounds. We'll see where this flag is. Either, Dave, I'd like to think either a hold or a face mask.
Absolutely right. It's right there, right in front of the play. And that's exactly what it is, Clark. It's going to be a hold on the Redhawks. Penalties are a killer, especially against tough defenses. It's hard enough to get a first down on this defense with only 10 yards to go. But then when you have to give up 10, it's even tougher.
So backing them up 10 yards from the 18-yard line is where the spot of the foul was. And they'll march this one off backwards right across your radio. 4:46 left in the first quarter. And Deckerville on the board first over Morris. 8-0 as Cruz Ibarra goes out for a 54-yard run on the ground. With 10:48 left in the first, so only a minute 12 into that ball game, Deckerville already on the board. Third down and 11 now for the Cass City Redhawks after the 10-yard walk-off, and Cuthrell telling his troops what to do. They will have a third down and 11 from the 28-yard line.
You're 28 yards to go to pay dirt. You're deep into Lakers territory. It's only third down, so you don't need 11 yards on this play. So look for them to try and get 5 or 6 of it here.
Pistol formation, handoff up the middle to Nick Perry. Rumbles across, spins across the 20, and finally brought down at the 17-yard line by Brennan Wisner. Very close to that first down marker. It'll be an 11-yard gain regardless. And we will see if this is enough for a first down conversion.
Impressive run there by Nick Perry. Cass City spreads out the formation. The one back in the backfield, that's Perry. They spread out their running backs wide, one way left, one right. And Perry hits the hole quickly. I mentioned earlier, these aggressive pass rushers, when they think it's a passing down, that's what they're looking to do, is get to the quarterback. And that quick fullback dive right through him was able to get Nick Perry into open space, and he does what he does best. And that's show off that speed and tough tackling ability, and he's able to get the first down according to the measurement.
First and 10 from the Lakers, 17-yard line. I formation, delayed handoff to the third man back, Hamilton, trying to get those gears moving forward. He gets out to the 15-yard line and nothing more before the white wall of jerseys slows him down. Tackle made by Carson Binder, linebacker for Lakers, after a 2-yard gain.
And Carson Binder, with the help of a whole bunch of other white jerseys, Brendan Hamilton running right into the teeth of that wall, able to get a yard or two. Typically two has been kind of the favorite number. Second down and 8 coming up for Cass City.
3:38 left in the first quarter, and still no score from Cass City. Full house tee, handoff around the right end to number 10, Brendan Hamilton. Tries to find that seam, does not, as the Laker defense chases him out in the flats. Tackle made by James Dubes.
Yeah, James Dubes with a very impressive tackle there. I believe that was on Hamilton carrying it around the right side. They try to get wide on this Laker defense, and not only are they very physical and in your face, they are fast too. And he gets into the backfield and stops Brendan Hamilton before he can do anything with the football. Loss of 1 on the play.
3:02 left in the first quarter. Still no score. Third down and 9 for the Kansas City Redhawks. They are at the Lakers 16-yard line on the far left side of your radio. Two wide to the left. Shotgun formation for Cuthrell. Man on either side of him. Hand off to Nick Perry. Diving forward. Flag flies. He's across the 10-yard line down to about the 9 from the 16. A 7-yard gain for Nick Perry before the penalty, though.
Yeah, usually it's an emphatic throw of the flag on the ground by that official. Almost